Hey everybody, my name's Andrew.
And my name is Morag.
And we're back with another Q-Lips episode. Hey Morag, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Andrew. I'm okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I don't know if I've been talking a lot today or what, but my throat feels a little congested. So if I sound weird in today's episode, I apologize for that. I got a really cool email from one of our listeners named Muhammad, and he told me about how he studies with Q-Lips, and he has actually created a study group, and he uses the chatting app Telegram to chat in English with his friends and to study Q-Lips materials. He asked for a special request. He asked for a shout out to some of the members in his study group. He thought it would be very encouraging for them. And I'm really stoked to do this because I don't think I've ever given a shout out before, at least not one this big. So to Reza, Hadi, Hamid, Banam, Amir, Mahmoud, Asan, and of course, Muhammad, thanks a lot for listening, guys. We love that you're studying Q-Lips together over Telegram.
That has put a really big smile on my face, Andrew. thanks, guys. That's really cool. I'm glad you are all using Q-Lips and chatting. It's awesome.
Definitely. And Morag, actually, we've got a lot of emails asking us about Telegram. And I wasn't familiar with this app until recently, but I've started to use it and we've created a Telegram channel for Q-Lips. So if you use Telegram and you want to get updates about Q-Lips and stay in touch with us, please join our channel. I think this will be a really cool space to learn about Q-Lips. So the link is t.me/Q-Lips. Okay? t.me/Q-Lips. So Telegram users, please join our channel. Let's get started with today's episode right after this message.
All right.
The best way to study with Q-Lips is by becoming a Q-Lips member. When you become a Q-Lips member, you will get full transcripts, detailed vocabulary explanations, and quizzes for each episode. Visit Q-Lips.com. That's Q-U-L-I-P-S.com to sign up and become a member.
Today we're doing a catchword episode. And in a catchword episode, we take a look at two English expressions or idioms that are very closely related in meaning. Today, our expressions have two things in common. What are those two things, Morag?
Both of our expressions include bridges.
Yeah, they both have the word bridge in them. Mm-hmm. And they're also both used to talk about relationships.
Ah, right.
Friendships and relationships. So two things in common. Very cool. So let's get to that first expression.
Our first expression is water under the bridge. Water under the bridge. Water under the bridge. And we use this expression to talk about something that is no longer an issue, no longer a problem. It has passed.
Right. So something that has happened in the past but is not important or relevant anymore. We've forgotten about that event. In this situation, we can say it's water under the bridge.
The water that goes under the metaphorical bridge was usually a problem or an interpersonal conflict. But when it's over, then it becomes water under the bridge.
Yeah, that problem has floated downriver into the ocean. It's gone.
It isn't around anymore. It's fine. Yeah.
So what kind of situation can we use water under the bridge in?
I think the most common one would be as a reassurance. If someone is apologizing for doing something wrong, you can say it's okay by saying, oh, that's water under the bridge. It's another way of saying it's not a problem anymore. I accept your apology. It's all fine.
Yeah, let's move on. And you'll hear the word all used with this expression. Oh, it's all water under the bridge.
It's just a way of saying, I don't even want to talk about it, you know? Oh, it's all water under the bridge. We don't even need to get into that. It's all gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this expression. It's a very nice image that it creates. And it's a nice thing to say to somebody when they apologize and you truly feel like you want to just move on from that event. Well, Morag, let's listen to some examples using this expression, water under the bridge.
Hey, Jane, I'm sorry about what happened yesterday. I really didn't mean to offend you.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. It's all water under the bridge.
In this example, we heard an apology. Specifically, a lady forgave her friend for something he did wrong by saying, it's all water under the bridge. Let's listen to that one more time.
It's all water under the bridge.
Of course, this means that she has forgotten the offensive thing that her friend has done, and now she forgives him and has moved forward with her life. Cool. What a nice friend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's listen to example number two.
Are you and your brother still not getting along? I know you've had your differences.
No. These days, our relationship is great. Whatever happened in the past is water under the bridge.
In this example, a man talks about his relationship with his brother. In the past, it seems their relationship wasn't so good, but these days it's much better. The man says that whatever happened in the past is water under the bridge. So what does he mean by this? Well, the toxic or bad part of the man's relationship with his brother has been forgotten. Both of the brothers have moved on with their lives, and all the nastiness from the past is no longer important. Sounds like the sort of reconciliation we could all hope for with difficult family members or friendships.
Yes, I concur. Okay, Morag, let's look at our second bridge expression that we can use to talk about a relationship or a friendship. I like this one.
Me too.
What is it?
It is to burn your bridges. To burn your bridges.
To burn your bridges. To burn your bridges. And yeah, that's interesting. If we both like this expression, maybe it doesn't reflect well on us, but it is an interesting one.
So what does it mean to burn your bridges? Well, when you're talking about burning your bridges in terms of a relationship with another person, it means to cut all contact or destroy any means of contact with that person. Just ruin your relationship so that there's no way back to friendship. It's kind of intense.
It is intense. And this expression is easy to imagine. Okay, pretend you are walking across a suspension bridge, crossing a canyon, and when you get to the other side, you light the bridge on fire. You burn it.
Yeah, and the person that you have a relationship with is on the other side of the bridge, or the other side of the canyon, because now the bridge is gone. So there's no way for you guys to get together again, because there's no route back.
Yes, you've burnt your bridges, and that's it. The relationship is finished.
I think that I like this expression partly because you can use it in situations where you need to let go of something. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't need to be destroying a relationship out of anger or malice or just because you're mean. It can also be removing someone who is maybe toxic or damaging in your life. If you burn the bridge between the two of you, you can then move forward. So it's not always negative.
And Morag, we should mention that for both of these expressions, to burn your bridges and water under the bridge, there are some other contexts that we can use them in, some slightly different meanings. Unfortunately, we don't have time to go into all of the definitions today, but if you are a QLIPS member, you can find the full set of definitions along with some usage examples in the learning materials. So visit QLIPS.com to download the learning materials today.
Okay, Andrew, so I think it's time for a couple of examples with to burn your bridges.
Do you know if your company will be hiring soon? I really need a job.
Can't you just ask your old boss for your job back? I'm sure he will understand.
No, I burned my bridges with him. There's no way I can go back to my old position.
In this example, we hear about a man who is looking for a job. Why is that? Well, he burnt his bridges with his old boss. In other words, his relationship with his old boss has been ruined, and there's no way that the relationship can be restored. It's over, and there's no going back.
Yikes.
Yikes. I don't recommend this.
No, especially in an employment context. It's a bad idea.
I wonder what he did.
Yeah.
We'll leave it up to our imaginations. Let's listen to one more example with to burn your bridges.
How's Jen doing these days? Do you guys still keep in touch?
I haven't talked to her in years. I definitely burned my bridges there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you guys had a falling out. Sorry to bring her up.
In this example, a woman says that her relationship with Jen is totally over. The woman has burned her bridges with Jen. Let's listen to that part of the example one more time.
I definitely burned my bridges there.
So, something happened that ended the woman's friendship with Jen, and there is no way that they can be friends again. The bridge has been burnt, and the friendship is over.
Again, I'm so curious about what happened. It must have been something major.
You don't usually burn bridges over something small.
It's true. It's got to be a big thing.
Or you're just a really mean person. Let's hope not.
Let's hope not. Thank you for listening, everyone. If you have any comments, questions, or even a suggestion for future episodes, drop us a line. Send us a message via our Facebook page, facebook.com/QLIPS podcast. Or email me directly, andrew@QLIPS.com.
Or you can always reach us through our website, QLIPS.com.
We will be back soon with another QLIPS episode, so stay tuned.
Talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Bye, everybody.